The Obama administration is working on a plan to create a national policy on oceans, coasts, and the Great Lakes. The Ocean Policy Task Force is focused on making recommendations within 90 days on how to protect, maintain, and restore marine ecosystems. Dr. Jane Lubchenco is the Undersecretary for the Department of Commerce and the Administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. As a member of the task force, Dr. Lubchenco has been in Alaska for the past few days. The first public meeting was held in Anchorage this afternoon. She says she's talking to Alaskans to help develop the plan.
We're here gathering information. We're here to get input from citizens, from people who spend a lot of time in and around the water, as we think about the kinds of policies that are needed for a new national ocean policy and for tools like marine spatial planning that will help us better avoid conflicts on the water, under the water, and ensure that we have a healthy ocean.
You mentioned that you've been to Alaska in the past. How long ago was that, and are there things that are different now than the last time you were here?
I first visited Alaska, actually Anchorage, 10 years ago. And it's remarkable to me how much has changed in that time. We were flying, for example, from Barrow and Dead Horse to Anchorage, and the amount of retreat of glaciers, the amount of drying of the permafrost, the changes that are visible even to a casual observer are pretty dramatic. I've seen firsthand much of the scientific information about how climate change has affected Alaska, and that too is very sobering. So focusing just on climate change alone, there have been many, many changes underway.
And you're in Anchorage to help launch the first Ocean Policy Task Force public meeting. What's the purpose of the task force, and what are you hoping to accomplish at the meeting?
The purpose of the task force is to help advise the president on policies that would be appropriate to help ensure that we have healthy, resilient oceans, and that we are using them wisely without using them up, essentially. We're seeing intense pressures on our nation's oceans from almost every single direction, with existing uses and the new emerging uses. And we believe that it's time to take a step back and be thoughtful about how what combination of activities can coexist in an area while minimizing conflicts and making sure that the oceans are sustainable and healthy.
One of the goals of the Ocean Policy Task Force is restoration of our oceans. That sounds like a tall order. Is this even possible?
We've seen how many ocean ecosystems are resilient, that if we give them a chance to recover, in fact, that can happen. And one of the challenges is to have smart policies that are in place that allow us to use oceans, enjoy oceans, have good, clean jobs from oceans, but in a way that allows that both protects and restores them. And I do believe that is possible.
There's wide variations in sea ice loss and ocean warming models that are currently being looked at. Are you confident, or how confident are you, that science has a good grasp of the implications of how warming will impact oceans, particularly the near-term implications in the next decade or two?
Most of what we've seen in the Arctic Ocean has led us to believe that warming is happening even faster than many of the models predicted. We do not fully understand everything about climate change. We do know it's happening. We do know that much of what we are seeing with climate change today is a direct result of human activities, and that there are many surprises likely in store. The melting of the ice in the Arctic Ocean is happening at a faster pace than we had predicted. And that is creating new opportunities in the Arctic Ocean. But those opportunities need to be pursued in ways that are precautionary and that take into account the need to ensure that those systems remain healthy and remain resilient through the coming changes.
Dr. Jane Lubchenco is the administrator for NOAA. A link to information about the task force is at our website, aprn.org.